Hi, I'm Paul Goff. Great to have your company on this program brought to you by APRA AMCOS called Playback, bringing you the best in Australian, New Zealand music, old and new. Today we're focusing on more orchestral pop, some stunning releases coming up. And our themesters for this week are a group that I've loved for many years called Amphibian, a trio that started in 2000, busking on the streets of Byron Bay, moved to Melbourne, and then disbanded in 2003, not through any animosity, but just each of the three members pursued different goals. But in 2013, they got back together with some great credentials under their belt. I know Rob Walsh is now a doctor, and both Barry and Matt Hill, who are brothers, have earned degrees and doctorates for music composition and electronic music as well. Well, they're back with not one but two new albums this year in The Galley of the Ghosts and Far From the Village. Now, I only found this out when I was thinking about their music and how much I loved the first album they released and the second too. But we're hearing a track now from In Pursuit of Plankton that came out in 2000 called Shelter. And I've just gotten in touch with them and I'm looking forward to bringing you new works from Amphibian in upcoming editions of Playback. They're our guest themesters for today. We're going to hear some great music from around the country and from New Zealand as well. A trio by the name of Tweed, who you may not have heard before. Very exciting sound. Jello 64, a chap originally from the Central Coast and has played a very important role in the Scottish indie pop scene. He's played with the likes of the Pastels. He's played with the likes of the Pearlfishers and BMX Bandits. If you don't know him, you will enjoy his music, I'm sure. Let's start, though, with a group whose album came out this year, and it will without a doubt be one of my favourite releases of 2017. They are an eight-piece folk orchestral ensemble called Tulala. This single, they just cut a real psychedelic groove with it. This is Lungs.
I need to be
This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, and the music of Graham Humphreys and Peter Keane, who were members in a group from New Zealand that I loved called Able Tasmans. Are you going to ask if they were on the Flying Nun label? They were. But this is a more recent offering from this duo, who released an album under the name Humphreys and Keane. And this is 10 years on from their making music together as Able Tasman. We heard the track Eyes of a Blue Dog from the album The Overflow. And their sound was, even back then with the Able Tasmans, had a slightly off-kilter, slightly Baroque edge to it. Graham Humphreys, in fact, is now a radio talkback host, but has a different name. He goes under the name Graham Hill. We started out with Two La La, a group who released a brilliant album a couple of years ago in The Flood. They followed it up with The Question, and I think Two La La are something quite different in this country, offering slightly jazz-tinged folk, beautifully arranged with horn section. I actually flew to their home city of Melbourne to see their album launch, and it was brilliant, brilliant indeed. Check out the album. You can find it online as a digital download, or you can also grab it as a vinyl offering. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Today our focus is on more chamber pop, I guess you could say. This next release, I was really wishing I had been at the release. It's Maya Dreamer and the Future Happiness Orchestra. The release is called Light of the World. A long-time assembled under the guidance of Martin McCarris, and he brought to the table a lot of great musicians from the Melbourne music scene. It skirts on a lot of different genres. You can hear elements of krautrock, minimalist classic composition at times, avant-garde pop. It's an adventurous CD and listen. There's a story to the whole release as well. I can also hear elements of the group The High Llamas, the great Sean O'Hagan band. And if you like their music, I think you're going to love this next release. From the Maya Dreamers and the Future Happiness Orchestra, this is Miracle of Nature.
what you're hiding away. Wearily share with me what you're hiding today.
This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, a New Zealand band that aren't on Flying Nun or have any connection to it. I know there are some people maybe cheering. I love all music, I don't just follow one particular label, although I will occasionally get very excited, so perhaps you notice more when I play things from a label. Anyway, this is a trio by the name of Tweed. Nancy Howie plays vocals, guitar. Nancy Howie plays guitar and sings. Devon Ashton plays percussion, and Steph Werman mandolin. They all sing, actually. Beautiful harmonies. They formed in 2012 and released their debut album just earlier this year, called Highbrow Blues. And they suggest, if you're a fan of the Beach Boys, Crosby, Stills and Nash and Joni Mitchell, along with the Punch Brothers, you're going to love their sound. They do have, again, a progressive edge to their folk. They're not just sort of banging out three chords. They are doing some really interesting stuff. Almost in Mexico was the track we heard from Tweed. And we started out with Miracle of Nature, a very lush arrangement from Maya Dreamers and the Future Happiness Orchestra. And I would recommend their release to you. If you'd like to find out the details, if I'm talking too fast or you don't use modern technology and you're a bit old school and you had a pen and paper but it wasn't quite there at the ready, why don't you visit the Playback website, playback.apraamcos.com.au. There you will find the tracks that we have played today. Kristen Berardi originally is from Northern Queensland and is an incredible jazz vocalist. She's won the Montreux Jazz Festival International Vocal Competition back in 2006. She supported Al Jarreau and George Benson at that same festival. And she's won many, many awards since then as well, including the National Jazz Award for Voice at the Wangaratta Jazz Festival, huge festival, back in 2012. A lot more since then as well. I'd be talking to you for the next half hour if I went through everything. She studied in Brisbane at the Conservatorium of Music, and she's released 10 albums. And this is a track from her 10th called Just As You Are. She has such a gorgeous voice, and there are often voices, as I listen to them in life, I can imagine if someone was singing in front of me, I sort of go limp and someone could come and take the wallet out of my back pocket and I wouldn't even notice. Such is the power of Kristen's voice. Let's hear this one from Kristen Berardi. This is Better Day. Don't
to see you smiling, really smiling through your eyes again. I know that the tears are still drying.
Kristen Berardi and Better Day from her album Just As You Are. Number 10. This is Playback. You can hear us right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. Wherever you're listening, feel free to get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. My email is pp@pimpod.com. P-I-M-P-O-D. pp@pimpod.com. Let me know where you are and I'll give you a shout out. More than happy to do that. If you also have some suggestions, ideas regarding music, and I have had quite a few coming in, please appreciate that I'm the only person doing this. So it takes me sometimes a little while to get to everything, but I do listen. I do listen to everything. Now, this next chap originally came from the central coast of New South Wales. He started playing drums at the age of 11. I'm not quite sure at what point in his life he went over to live in Scotland, because there's not a lot known about Jamie Gash. In fact, I managed to just, on a whim, find his music on Bandcamp. And then I started trying to do some sleuthing as to find out who he was. This is incredibly lush pop. If you're a fan of Jimmy Webb and Burt Bacharach, I think this is going to knock you out. He became a professional musician, he said, because he thought it was a much better idea than actually working or going to uni. Anyway, he's managed to be a part of some really incredible bands in Scotland, in the likes of BMX Bandits, the Pearlfishers, who I think, were I doing a show that was looking at an international orchestral baroque pop program, you would include the Pearlfishers, and therefore the connection to Jamie's work under the name Jello 64 makes a lot of sense. This is available as a pay-as-you-want model. I don't think it's actually even been released in hard copy, and I've flogged it to death in a variety of radio programs over the last few years. I want to share it with you now because I think it's just stunning. This is Jello 64 and You Pull the Moon Towards You.
Nicola paused the bubble band and stares at the screen. He's walking towards her but lost in the scene of one more missed encounter, one more slip to fate. It hasn't forgotten them yet. Did she meet somebody else maybe later that day when she heard a familiar voice? Turned away from the man on the screen who was maybe the one, the yearning and loneliness gone. Mm-hmm. So she remained a mystery, never knowing she could have been his life's love if only she'd looked at the man on the screen. When she turned away to the old friend she'd see every day,
favourite songwriters in Australia. I've got a few, but Peter Milton Walsh is up there. Incredible chap who has contributed so much to the Australian music landscape and a variety of guises. I love even his earlier work with a group called Out of Nowhere, semi-mysterious post-punk outfit. They released a cassette or they're on a split cassette with a group called Pink and Blue out of Brisbane that I think released more cassettes than I've had hot dinners. I only have two of theirs. One side was Out of Nowhere, and the other one I have is a very early recording of the Go-Betweens on that side. Anyway, the Apartments, in probably the last 3 or 4 years, have had a bit of a renaissance, which is deserved because of all the great music they've released. The Captured Tracks imprint in Brooklyn recognise how important the Apartments are and have reissued nearly all their work on vinyl and CD and digital as well. But that's from the album that came out a couple of years ago now. An important album. It was the first album that Peter Milton Walsh had released under the Apartments name for quite a long time. No Song, No Spell, No Madrigal. Chock full of heartbreaking but endearingly beautiful music. We heard there the track Looking for Another Town from the Apartments. And we started out with Jello 64. And the music of Jamie Gash is just absolutely cracking. And as I said, originally from the Central Coast, we heard the track You Pull the Moon Towards You. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Now we've got time for one last track before we have our guest themesters take us out. And this is the music of Felicity Fox. I was sent her CD. It may have been sent to me by a chap who we featured on, I think, the last program or the program before last, in the Nature Strip, John Encarnasau, who plays guitar on this release, along with his fellow bandmate, Jess Champa. I'm sorry, Jess, I was going to say your surname in the last program, and I meant to look up how to pronounce it. Champa, maybe. It's Italian, I think. He also plays in Monsieur Camembert and Tango Saloon. But also on this release, Lloyd Swanton of The Necks. So quite a stunning crew that are a part of Felicity Fox's release called The Curling Vine. She's known as a composer of soundtrack for film and TV, but this is her first solo album. And as on this edition of Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, we are featuring albums that have a more orchestral flourish, then this certainly fits the bill with arrangements that feature strings, flugelhorn, accordion, with performers contributing from the ACO and the Brandenburg Orchestra. Let's listen now to this track from Felicity Fox's The Curling Vine. This is Stronger.
Come along to the water. Come along to the sea. Take my hand, we'll be happy. Take my hand, we'll be free. Come along to the meadow. So long you've been loving me. Didn't know how to take it. Didn't know. Sublime. Just look around and it will.
Felicity Fox's Stronger from her album The Curling Vine. I'm Paul Gough. You've been listening to APRA AMCOS's Playback, heard right around the country. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the program. We close with another track from Amphibian. As I mentioned at the start of the program, a group that released a couple of albums in the early noughties, disappeared for 13 years, but they are back with not one but two new albums. We'll feature more of their music, the updated, rebooted version of Amphibian in future editions of Playback. But for now, I'll leave you with a gorgeous track from their first album. This one is called Frost. I look forward to your company next time we meet here on Playback.
As if from the street, and I turn on the light, and I look at old emails I have. forgotten which